The High Court has ruled on the Indigenous immigration case, which sought to clarify whether Indigenous people are to be included in new immigration laws. These laws seek to send people convicted of a criminal offence back to their country of origin. Amanda Kopp, our Canberra political reporter, asked University of Sydney's constitutional law professor Anne Toomey how an Indigenous person could be classed as an immigrant in the first place.
In this case, they were people of Aboriginal descent, but they've been born outside Australia. So one was born in New Zealand and one was born in Papua New Guinea. Both of them had come to Australia as children, had lived here most of their lives, were accepted as part of an Aboriginal community and recognised and identified themselves as Aboriginal. But they'd never filled in the paperwork and become an Australian citizen, so they didn't have the citizenship. And it was on that basis that they were going to be deported. But the Migration Act depends upon a power to make laws with respect to aliens. And the question was, well, could you be an Aboriginal person who meets all the requirements of being an Aboriginal person, but still be an alien? And the High Court said no.
Does it mean that anyone who can prove that they are an Indigenous person of Australia, even if they're not a citizen, will they be able to claim Australian citizenship or just avoid deportation?
Just the latter. So if you are a resident of Australia, a permanent resident here, and you've done something, you've been convicted of something or other, and they're proposing to deport you, you could say, no, I'm an Indigenous Australian. And if you could establish that, then the government wouldn't have the power to deport you.
And what does this mean going forward? Are we likely to see other cases like this?
Oh, possibly. There's wider possibilities in relation to references to Indigenous people and their relationship with government. It'll take a while to see how that plays out.
What are the implications for the government? The current federal government has a history of tough border protection. Is this going to affect those border policies at all?
Not in a huge way. I mean, the number of people to whom this would apply would be relatively limited. You still do need to be able to establish that you're an Indigenous Australian. That would mean that you'd have to establish that the elders of a particular Indigenous group accepted that you were an Indigenous Australian, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not something that people can just, you know, pop up and make up on the spot. You also have to be able to establish that you were biologically descended from Indigenous Australians.
University of Sydney's law professor Anne Toomey speaking there with political reporter Amanda Kopp.